I'm going to talk about we are the children of light. That's what we started talking about. And we are not in the dark. And if you open your Bible, this is where we'll start tonight. If you open your Bible to the fifth chapter of the book of Ephesians, and we're talking about grace on Sunday, on the Sundays, and tonight we're going to talk about light. Now, I may just get happy and read the whole book, and go back and forth, because it's just that good. It says, let me do that first. I'm going to read my text. Can y'all put that up? Would you be able to put that up? My text is Colossians 1:12. Yeah. But Ephesians, where we're going. Will we be able to put that up on the screen? Okay. Colossians 1:12-14. That is our text. That's our text where we started this, talking about this light. And it says in the book of Colossians 12, the 12th verse said, giving thanks unto the Father. I don't see it yet. Which had made us meet. And that word, you could use another word, able, made us meet or made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. See, we are partakers of the inheritance. We have been inherited and we haven't inherited. God inherited us. We are his inheritance. And he has a heritage for us. We are not isolated. We are not stranger, we are not outcast. We have been brought in to the kingdom of God with an inheritance, and we have been inherited into his kingdom. Do you hear what I'm saying? And so he said, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us able, made us meet or made us able to become, to be partakers of the inheritance of saints and light. Now notice, saints and light. That means we are not in the dark about this relationship, fellowship, this kingdom that we're in, this the God that we have become a part of, his kingdom. And his life is on the inside of us, and we've been delivered from all the works of the evil one. We're not in the dark on this. We are the saints in light. We know that we have authority over all the works of evil, even though we are challenged, but we are not in the dark. We know what to do. And that's why we study the word. We continue to learn. And then those that don't know what we know, we continue to teach so you can learn. So you can learn to go through this life living in victory and not being defeated. And so he said in verse 13, who has delivered us? You see what it says? Who has? Now listen to the terms, who has? Now I have an English teacher in here, she can help us out. It has is what? This past tense. That means something has already what? It's already happened. It's already done, right? Who has? Not going to, not thinking about it, not in the process of doing it. It's already been done. Think about it. Who has delivered us? What? Who has delivered us what? From the power of darkness. And who is darkness? Satan. Satan, demon spirit, cohorts of darkness. In other words, Satan is the author of it. And not, he's the one, the head of this. And they said, didn't say we're going to be, we have. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness And what did he, after he delivered us, what did he do with us? He translated us where? Into the kingdom of his dear son. So we're in the kingdom with Jesus. Where is Jesus? Well, he's at the right hand of the Father. Amen. Amen. And we are there with him. Hallelujah. You know how, listen, you know how we are there? We are his body. Now, if your head go into a room or wherever, don't your body come with it? So wherever Jesus, the head of the church, wherever he is, we're there. Hallelujah.